Mums with Hustle podcast, episode 299.
Welcome to the Mums with Hustle podcast, where you'll discover everyday mum entrepreneurs killing it in their industry. Learn the secrets you can replicate to create your own success with your host, Tracy Harris.
Welcome to the Mums with Hustle podcast, my friends. My name is Tracy Harris. So stoked to be hanging out with you here on the podcast this week. It truly is something that I do not take for granted. It is really cool that you have decided to spend some time educating yourself, that you have chosen to do that with me here on the podcast. I've been bringing these episodes out every single week for the past 6 years. Kind of cool, but it has been incredible to see the growth of so many women in this community. And today, what I wanted to share is 6 stages to 6 figures using Instagram. Now, I don't know how much you know about my own business journey, but when I started business 6 years ago, I didn't have any experience or a degree in marketing. I didn't. I was a primary teacher. I left that career to start something on my own. And I knew that I needed an audience for whatever my business was going to flourish into. Now, at that time, I could tell that the Instagram platform was soon going to be dominating. And it is. In fact, it is the fastest growing social media platform at the moment and has been for a couple of years now, even, yes, bigger than Facebook. So I jumped on the Instagram platform 6 years ago, right at the beginning, having no idea what I was doing. But very quickly, I was able to realize, well, what was working, what isn't working. And through growing this community, through constant learning, testing, trying, I have been able to figure out exactly how to use Instagram in a way that grows my business. Because I'm like you. I'm a busy mum. I've got a life to live. I want to make sure that when I'm showing up on Instagram, it is purposeful, that I'm having an impact with what I'm sharing, and that also it's growing my business. So very quickly, in the first year of being on Instagram, I was able to reach 6 figures in my business. Now, I'm not someone to throw numbers around like that without a purpose. I'm sharing that with you because I want you to understand the potential that exists when you know how to use Instagram rather than have it use you. So I shared last week on the podcast that the average amount of time that each business owner is spending on social media, doing their own marketing, is around 17 and a half hours per week. Now, that may be more if your work, if your business is also on social media. Maybe you're a social media manager, maybe you're a virtual assistant, you're logging in, you're doing work for clients. That's separate to that. I'm talking about the business owner who has to do their own marketing. 17 and a half hours is a lot of time. And I don't believe, because I'm living proof, I've got myself a system and a method and a framework for how I'm using Instagram to grow my business. It's what I share with my members. It is tried, it is true, it is proven, and it is called my social method. It's my own marketing framework that I've trademarked. It's what I share inside of the Social Method Society, and it works. It takes women from the very beginning of just starting out, even in business, not really having a clue about marketing or Instagram, all the way through to an Instagram marketing system or a framework that grows them that six-figure business and beyond. I say beyond because I am still applying the social method framework in my business today, even though I am now into having a seven-figure business. So it's still working for me at this level. And for so many of the beautiful women inside of the Social Method Society and my Inner Circle Mastermind as well. So what I wanted to take you through in this episode are the six stages of getting to six figures using the social method. This is what it looks like. And as I go through this today, I invite you to think reflectively, kind of like a self-assessment, to see if you can figure out, well, which one of these stages are you in right now? But not just that, I want to see you moving forward. So know where you're at, but pay close attention to the significant milestones or markers that you need to take next. Because when we know what action step to take next, we move faster. We experience faster progress. When we don't have that clarity over where we're going and what we're doing, we tend to take missteps. We do things that are not important right now. Maybe they'd be more important further down the road, but they're not your next best step. And so we end up doing things out of order. It ends up slowing us down. It ends up causing a ton of overwhelm. And then, of course, that leads to burnout and all sorts of things. So pay attention to what stage you're at, and then pay attention to the stage that lies ahead and what's coming. Because I want you to develop a bit of a plan for how you're actually going to tick off those milestones and get those things done so that you're moving forward too, okay? So six stages to six figures, here we go. Stage one is what I call the social go-getter. Now, you are in this stage if you are yet to confidently identify your niche, if you are yet to confidently craft an Instagram bio that attracts your ideal customer and is optimized for conversion. That's really important. If already what I'm saying is a little bit over your head, okay, that's an indicator you're in stage one right now. It's the most exciting stage, by the way, because a lot of people miss this stage when they're starting out. They just kind of get right into the business. They're getting stock. They're setting up their website. They're all excited. They're rushing out trying to get business cards and logos. And they've missed these fundamental pieces. So stage one is great. If you haven't nailed stage one, you're going to come into issues further down the road when you're trying to create content. It's going to fall flat. Because a large part of stage one is knowing who that ideal customer is. If you haven't nailed that ideal customer, they're not going to connect to the content that you're sharing. So really, really important. Don't underestimate stage one. And you bet we make a big song and dance inside of the Social Method Society when someone graduates from stage one, because it's that important. Another milestone of this stage is that you are able to clarify your main marketing message, otherwise known as your brand why. And the final milestone is that you have developed a clear brand voice, but also a visual look for how you're going to show up in a consistent way that builds trust and speaks to your ideal customer on Instagram. Shout out to Peter from Hamper Culture, because Peter has been a business owner for, oh my gosh, several years now, but she's recently just closed one business and started another brand new business. It's called Hamper Culture. And that means she has gone all the way back to stage one to start again. And she is moving faster because she's got this framework that she's using. And we're so excited for everything that lies ahead for Peter. So stage two is social storyteller. Now, once you have your foundation from stage one, this is the time where you start to focus on creating and publishing thoughtful content on Instagram that attracts your ideal customer to your brand and builds that connection with them. So important. And so a couple of key milestones in this stage is that you have identified at least three content pillars for your brand. You're starting to write better captions that connect you with your audience. And the quality of the content that you are creating in terms of photos and the visuals is high. It's stuff that you're proud of. You're proud to put that out there. Your next steps are to start getting your audience engaging with your content. Now, shout out to Erin from Pop It Handmade and also Karen from Mama Lux. These two ladies are in the Social Method Society and they are in this stage. So exciting, as are hundreds of other women. Okay, super cool to be in this stage, social storyteller. All right, moving on to stage three on our roadmap to six figures. Stage three is what I like to call the social strategist. So now that we've kind of got our Instagram posting down pat, it's time to start looking at the other forms of content creation, which are video-based. So it's in this stage that we start looking at a 7-day Instagram stories plan for you. You start to look at your Instagram highlights. Like, these live on your profile and they are so important in giving your customers or potential clients, prospects, a greater sense of what it is that you do, but also they can be optimized so that they are getting people to book in with you or having people add to cart. So being very thoughtful and intentional about how you're using these highlights kind of kicks in at this stage. That's why I've got that word strategist in there, social strategist. It's at this stage also that you start looking at Instagram reels. And of course, your strategic, mindful use of hashtags to grow your audience for free. They are so powerful. Now, the final piece of this stage involves data and being able to make informed strategic decisions based on facts because you know how to read your Instagram insights to really unlock your own emerging Instagram strategy that sets you apart from your competitors. Kylie Marks, shout out to you, my love, and Kylie Peters, who I know is so close to moving beyond stage three and into stage four. So cool. Now, stage four is social authority. This is when it is time to leverage Instagram so that it really is working for you and not the other way around. Having your Instagram audience subscribe to a mailing list is really essential for online business growth. The role that Instagram plays in your marketing and in your business doesn't have to just end with Instagram. You can use Instagram to feed into other parts of your digital marketing strategy. That's what the bigger businesses and successful brands are doing. And it's not that hard. It is 100% something that you can do as well, and something that we provide education on inside of the Social Method Society. It is so sad when women feel like they get to a point in their business where the tech and how hard tech can seem stops them, and it doesn't have to. So people either get to this stage and then they kind of just plateau, or they get to this stage and they open themselves up to higher levels of income in their business, which is so exciting. It's also in this stage where you go a bit deeper into video-based content. So the thing with video is that you don't have to go from fearing it and not wanting to do it or not knowing what to say all the way straight to, woo, I'm on video. I look like an extrovert. I'm dancing. I'm pointing in the reels. No, it is baby steps. There is a lot of mindset work that has to happen before someone feels confident enough to even show up visibly as the face of their brand on video, or to know what to say, or to know how to engage with your audience if you go live. There's a lot of confidence that goes into that, and also a lot of skill. But the cool thing is, skills can be taught. And that's what I love to do inside of the Social Method Society. Finally, in stage four, you are starting to expand your audience with strategic collaborations as well. Now, shout out to Alina from Soul Mama Hub, who is so close to finishing stage four. Rachel from Reusable Planet. She is such an incredible woman, collaborating so beautifully with so many other ladies in the Social Method Society and growing her business as a result. Mel from Pipipara, who in the past has led some amazing giveaways with other members in the Social Method Society, getting in front of other audiences that way. And Kaylee from Flourish Wellness. All these ladies are so close to graduating from stage four. Now, the next stage is stage five, which I call social seller. When you're in the social seller stage, this is when you start really reaping the rewards of the earlier stages. Getting onto Instagram and doing a post or having a bio isn't enough. It is about building that audience, but it's also about deepening that relationship with them and having some sales skills, if I'm completely honest. So that's what happens in stage five. We teach you advanced Instagram sales and marketing methods. So if you are someone, if you're like, I'm already collaborating, okay, awesome. I'm very clear on how to write captions that convert and grow my business. I'm starting to see some sales, then you are in this stage right now. So just see if you can kind of tick these next few things off, okay? So are you able to confidently use DMs to build relationships, nurture followers, and sell without being salesy? Are you currently increasing sales on autopilot? This is what allows you to sell without necessarily being present on Instagram. And is your website healthy? Have you got a well-optimized website so that people are staying, browsing, adding to cart rather than abandoning the website? Big shout out to Emily Wong because she has just achieved all the milestones for this stage and she has progressed to our final stage, stage six, which is what I'm going to tell you about in a second. So heading to those six figures, how exciting. Also shout out to Camry Hill from Camry Hill Styling and Teresa from Sherbet Creations who are in stage five and so close to stage six as well. If you can't tell, we do a happy dance whenever someone graduates from a stage and moves into the next. All right, so stage six. This is where we are scaling our businesses to six figures and beyond. And it has been an absolute honor and privilege to see so many women come in, start at stage one, and do the work, be consistent, and achieve that six-figure business, marketing from home. And what is exciting is what becomes possible for these women. Women like Casey Patch from Little Lifelong Learners, who's been able to bring her husband home and have him be part of the team as she grows and scales her online business. Same for Juliana Ong from Stories of Play. Juliana just recently celebrated a birthday and it was the first birthday where her husband was able to be home to celebrate with her because he's been able to leave his professional job to grow the business alongside her and also co-parent their three little girls and they're one on the way. So exciting. Also, Priya from Oval Collection has graduated from this stage. Nicola Hudson from Ponytails and Fairy Tales. Kate Patch from Heritage Blankets. Vanya, a food blogger and content creator at VJ Cooks. Jules, an e-commerce boutique from Urock Style. Renee from Porter Healing. Renee sells the most beautiful, natural, organic skincare. So all different business owners, all different niches following the same six-figure framework for marketing on Instagram. So let's have a little look at stage six, which is social scaler. So if you are someone that identifies with being in stage six, then by now you have built a really beautiful following on Instagram. And when I say beautiful, I mean it is your ideal customers, it's your ideal clients, they are engaging with you. It's like there is this connection, there's this trust that is formed there. They have purchased, they're purchasing, you're getting sales coming in, quite consistent sales in this stage. Instagram has become one of your main sources of traffic to your place of business, whether that is a brick and mortar business or an online business. You're growing your email list, you're seeing consistent sales. So it's in this stage where you get to ramp things up, which is really exciting. That means that it is possible for you to go from a purely organic marketing strategy to now scaling with paid forms of marketing because everything's working, everything's converting. There is no point in moving to ads or influencers if you have mega leaks in your, in marketing, we call it a funnel. So if someone's going to go to your website, but that's not optimized for them to have a great user experience or to find what they're looking for, or if it's a bit clunky, that's a major problem there. That needs fixing. But stage six means that you've got all of that in place. So yes, you can look at scaling with Instagram or Facebook ads, with influencers, with brand reps, maybe taking your physical product even to wholesale. Very, very exciting. Bringing on affiliates if you're someone that sells an online course or a membership. It's also when you start to create your own annual content plan. You are debriefing after every quarter or product launch that you do. All successful business owners are debriefing on their work. That's how you get your strategy that gets you to the next level. You're setting clear 90-day goals and you're growing your business without burning out yourself. So very exciting when you get to this stage and you're like, I might want to bring on a virtual assistant to support me. Maybe it's with your inbox, or maybe it's with your bookkeeping, or maybe it's with picking and packing, or maybe it's with running your online community. But you're able to do that now because you are making more profit in your business. So you're able to do that. And guess what happens? You grow again. You grow your revenue again. And your time is now able to be spent in the areas of the business that bring you most joy rather than doing all of the things and constantly living in this state of overwhelm. You're able to operate in your zone of genius and your zone of joy for your business and also get back some of that time that you have been dedicating so much time and brain energy to your business by bringing on support or investing in better systems and softwares. So that's what starts to happen at that stage. Now, you might be right at the beginning and not even able to imagine that. I say that because that was me. I was at the beginning. I started at stage one. I had no idea. I still have a journal where I wrote down my very first ideal customer description and I second-guessed it for so long. I thought, is that her? Oh, I don't know. I had to put out different types of content. You know, when I was in stage two, social storyteller, I would have to split tests, different types of content, different brand voices, try to figure out exactly what my audience wanted and needed from me. And when I was in stage three, I was looking at my insights and really being able to make more informed decisions about how I spoke to my audience and the content that I created and shared. Started growing my email list. So I've followed this exact pathway. So just to recap those stages, your social method, six stages to six figures and beyond, it is social go-getter, social storyteller, social strategist, social authority, social seller, and social scaler. Which one are you at and where is it that you want to be? Pay attention of where you're at and where you want to be and develop yourself a plan for how you're going to get there. How are you going to learn those new skills? How are you going to work on that new level mindset? Who are you going to partner with or collaborate with to get you to the next step? Really important questions for you to ask yourself. Thank you so much for hanging out with me here today on the Mums with Hustle podcast. What I do inside of the Social Method Society is help move my women through these stages. So if you're looking for support with that, then you are right for the Social Method Society. And I would love to support you in there. So go to socialmethodsociety.com to check it all out. And I will see you on the inside. Everybody else, thanks for hanging out with me here today. Make sure that you take action on what you learned here today. Please, please, please.